Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. Coming up, a visual novel about a theologian and spy in the Third Reich. But first, there's a trial going on the campus of the University of Minnesota. It's being held in science court, and students are trying to persuade a mock jury to render a verdict that supports their argument. The issue? Should Minnesota taxpayers support a one-to-one program where every public school student would be assigned their own laptop or tablet to use at school or at home? Jurors will render their verdict next Tuesday. We're joined in the studio by the professor running the project, aerospace engineering and mechanics professor Elad Tadmor. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Luke Diamond, a senior in the journalism school at the U of M. Luke, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Professor, you have heard the arguments. You've watched how well the students have prepared. Is this going to be a slam dunk verdict? Well, the jurors have no problem figuring this out.
Oh, actually, no, I don't think so. I think there's been a really strong case presented on both sides. The students who researched the science found evidence going in both directions, and the jury's been asking a lot of questions, and I think it's kind of going to be even match.
So the jury gets to ask questions. This is different than usually in a real court of law.
That's right. We've taken the U.S. legal system, but we've modified it for the specific purpose of debating controversial issues. And so we've made various changes to the system. For example, the jury gets to ask questions during the trial. They pass it to the judge, and then the judge actually asks the questions, but they have the opportunity. Another change is that the jury itself is selected to be heterogeneous, meaning we have a pool of jury members, potential jury members, and they fill in questionnaires where they answer various questions about their background and so on.
This is like voir dire, right?
Yeah.
In a real court of law.
Exactly. But the difference here is that the lawyers don't get to deselect people based on whatever they think is good for their side of the case. Rather, we try and get a heterogeneous jury with a mix of views, liberal, conservative, ages, sexes, et cetera, because research has shown that heterogeneous groups of people debate better.
Uh-huh.
They don't become extreme in their views. They collaborate, they cooperate, and they come to conclusion.
Did you draw members of the jury just from the campus population or members of the public too?
No, this is completely, well, we have a couple people from campus, but most of the jury is just people from the public.
That's great. Okay, Luke, what have you been doing in this?
So the students in the class, there's 18 of us, and we're divided into three teams. There's a legal team who does the debating at the end, the science team who gets all the science straight and presents that to the jury.
Somebody has to.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then there's a media team who kind of gets to tell the story of the class and then put that out to the public.
I've been watching your videos. So you've been doing some of this, right?
Yep. So okay. I've been doing the podcast portion of it. Radio's my jam, so I'm kind of psyched to be here.
Good.
But each week I create a podcast that kind of covers the events of the class that week, turns it into a narrative that's interesting, hopefully. And then I put it out on SoundCloud for everybody to hear. And I think it's been pretty successful. I've been really, really happy with the work I've been doing.
This is really great experience for you as a journalism student, because as a journalist, you get to the scene or you cover the trial and you have to distill into some kind of story, right? What it was all about and what your audience would care about. So you're getting good experience on that.
Oh, absolutely. And what's been a real challenge, but has been really exciting, is that, you know, we did a two-part trial and the second part just finished. And each one of those parts is 3 hours long. And I have to get those 3 hours condensed into about like a 6-minute podcast. And so it's, you know, how do you choose? How are you going to tell this story? And I mean, that lights me up. I could do that all day.
Elad, how did you choose the question that the students would be debating? Because I'm going to be honest with you, this is not the most controversial question mm-hmm. I've ever seen, especially coming out of a science discipline. Right. So tell me how you came to this.
Well, that's interesting. So the way we did that, I should say that the students selected it.
Okay.
And the way that we did that is the class is highly interdisciplinary. It's about half liberal arts and half science majors.
This is the other neat thing about this. I want our audience to hear this. You're drawing participants from across different parts of the university.
That's right.
Science majors.
No, absolutely not. And it's important to point out that the issues we deal with are not science issues. It's just that we want to make a decision based on reliable research and data.
Got it.
And so the sciences are hard sciences as well as social sciences. In fact, social sciences are extremely important in what we do.
Okay, I interrupted you came up with the question.
Students are drawn from the entire school. I think every school on university is represented. This is a course in the honors program, university honors program. Most of the students are honor students that are in the class, although there are some exceptional non-honor students. Like Luke here is a non-honor student, but most of the students are honor students. And so what we did was we divided them into pairs of liberal arts paired with a science major, and each pair had to come up with an idea for a case. And they did a couple of weeks of research into it, and then they pitched the case to the rest of the class. And so then we had about 10 ideas to select from. We voted. The whole class voted on it. I mean, this is all about democracy, right? and then we picked the top two cases, and then investigated those in depth for 2 weeks, and then the winner that came out was the one-to-one test.
This is real scientific procedure here. Yeah. I guess if I was involved, I'd be like, sounds like a good question. Let's go. Let's do it.
We have very specific criteria for what makes a good case.
What is that?
So there are six criteria that we look at. Let me make sure I don't forget them. So one of them is the case has to be important. So it has to deal with an important issue. It has to be controversial, so people are interested in it. It has to be of widespread interest. It has to be complex, and that's important so that there are various domains that figure into it, so
good.
That it's not just a simple answer one way or another. There have to be good arguments on both sides so that it's something to debate. And it has to have a concise case statement and something actionable. It can't be some vague thing. It has to be something very specific and then an action associated with it.
That's good. Okay. If you're listening in, you're hearing a conversation here about Science Court at the University of Minnesota. It's being held. They are holding a mock jury trial as students come in to make arguments, act as lawyers. There's a judge involved. They're debating a big question about whether Minnesota taxpayers should support a one-to-one program where every public school student gets a laptop or a tablet to use at school or at home. Am I representing that question right?
Yeah,
Professor,
that's
I want
right.
to make we sure would, I am.
We would call it a one-to-one tech program.
Got it.
That's
okay.
the terminology.
I wanted to be a little more specific on what that meant, but mm-hmm. yeah. And so at this point, the parts of the science court, the arguments have been made, the judge has adjudicated, the jurors have asked their questions, and they will render a verdict on Tuesday. Luke, you've observed all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me as you're listening to the arguments how you see the students using some imagination and innovation to make their arguments. What do you see?
Okay, well, it's been interesting because when we first came into the class, it wasn't obvious who was going to be on the science team and who was going to be on the legal team and so on and so forth. And so the students kind of start researching, and we really didn't have we didn't have a path laid out before us. It was kind of the science members were like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to start looking for studies. And the legal team was, okay, I guess I'm going to start to put together some arguments. You know, and so we come up, you know, they kind of came up with these basic structures of those things and then worked on their presentations. And what was really interesting was watching those get more and more refined. And over the course, I mean, this started in early September. Mm-hmm. And so over the course of 12 weeks, I mean, we've gone from zero basically to over the past 2 weeks, there have been highly complex arguments taking place in front of a jury.
That's great.
Yeah, with students, some of whom are freshmen, who are breaking down scholarly articles about, you know, let's say student health if they sit in front of a television versus a laptop. And not only are they explaining it well, but they're explaining it in a way that's engaging And then the legal team is debating it back and forth in a way that the jury can contend with. And like, that's no small thing. You know, like, this is a big accomplishment. And we're students. We have other things that we need to be doing in our lives. But like, we're coming together and we're doing it. You know, we're making it happen. And that's really exciting to me.
Elad, what is your, as you've watched this evolve, that was a great description. What also strikes you about how the students have invested some imagination into this?
I think the students have bought into this idea. I mean, this is a course, but it's meant to be more than a course. What we want to do is create a tool for social change. We want to create a tool that where the students are actors that are making this possible. We want to choose controversial issues, debate them, and then get the public engaged in listening to them. And I think the students understand that they're doing something that goes beyond their education in the class. That's why they're spending more time and they have so many things to do, but they're investing a lot of time in this class. In fact, I was talking to all the students and they all more or less uniformly said, well, this is a lot more work than I thought it would be, but nobody was complaining. Everybody kind of said, but, you know, I'm enjoying it or I think it's useful. So I think that's one thing. The other thing is that we give the students a lot of autonomy. Each student on the science team has a particular domain that they're studying, like health that Luke mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then they are responsible for digging into that topic. And so they're empowered. They get to choose where they're looking and what's important and what's not. And they have a sense of ownership over it.
And responsibility to the rest of the team to get it right.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so I think that motivates them and gives them a sense of purpose in this.
I did a show recently where we talked about, obviously, the division in America and the way that it is very comforting to retreat back into your own views and then have that reinforced by the media that you watch and the people that you talk to and the places that you live. Mm-hmm. And the alternative to that, the opposition to that, is to be open and understanding how to work through an oppositional argument. That Americans can critically think through an argument that tests the very thing that you think you know. I like this because this seems to be doing that. Is that right?
Yeah. Could I make a comment?
Of course,
here?
Luke.
Elad and I were just talking about this morning, that as a student, you know, I'm 23 years old, mm-hmm. I'm a millennial, and not that everybody doesn't lack this a little bit, but as millennials, we super lack role models who can separate ideas and morals, mm-hmm. you know, and say, instead of saying, well, you believe this, you're a bad person. It's like, no, okay, we're not going to have a productive conversation that way. It's, okay, you believe this. Well, let's dig into that. Let's figure out what's right about that and what's wrong about that and what works about that. And, you know, and Elad has kind of crafted this system where not only can we learn to do that by watching our peers do it, but we're learning it by doing it ourselves, you know, and like that's empowering. Like, why do you go to college? Well, you go to college to learn how to think, you know, and Elad has kind of given us an environment where, you know, to an extent we're forced to do it. Like, obviously we get grades and stuff like that, but
yeah,
but at the same time, you know, I think we both expressed we don't feel forced. You know, this is an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing to be a part of.
Hey, good luck. I'll be very interested to hear what the verdict is on Tuesday. Will
Us
you
too.
Let me know?
Absolutely. We'll
All
let
right,
you
good.
Know.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Thanks, Carrie.
You just heard a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to the discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet us at @CarrieNPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all our shows by subscribing to this podcast. You can send us your questions or comments by emailing talk@npr.org.